Authorities at Juba International Airport say the plane crashed at Yida airstrip in Ruweng administrative area on Tuesday. Kur Kwol, the Director General of Juba International Airport, says the plane was carrying goods for the South Sudan military.
This morning around 6:18 a.m., the Antonov 26 took off going to Yida. On board, there was 5 people, 4 crew and 1 passenger, and was intended to land it around 7:57 in Yida, but got crashed before landed. I think it was overshooting because there was a bad visibility in that area. And not that that area alone is covered even Marakal. So some of the flights now are cancelled not to go to that Upper Nile region because of the bad weather that takes place there. And the plane was just a cargo plane, was not a passenger.
Luroy Kong, the spokesperson, South Sudan People's Defense Forces, SSPDF, said the military is working on a complete report about the crash. He did not disclose details about the plane's cargo.
Yes, there was a plane crash, but it's still waiting for official report from the director of the airport. Give me more information. Once I get more information, I'll let you know. It is a process. It's waiting officially for a report from the director of the Air Force, giving details.
Giza Moses, a civil society activist at a humanity and community empowerment organization, says airport authorities in Juba allow old planes to operate in the country. Last month, a passenger plane returning from Sudan experienced engine problems during landing at Malakal Airport. Moses says there has been no accountability for previous plane crashes, adding that most passengers in South Sudan don't trust local aviation companies.
The issue of plane crash in South Sudan is something that is very concerning to us. It has been there over the years. Protection, ensuring that these planes qualify to fly, is something that we are not sure of. Because if we are sure of, other countries have more aircraft than us around us in the region. They do not have the number of plane crashes that we have in South Sudan. With this several plane crash, we have never seen any public investigation report published by the Civil Aviation Authority for public consumption. A plane will crash, experts will go there, they will collect evidences, and then we don't see what happens.
Gizam blames the Civil Aviation Authority for allowing overloaded planes to fly. Kur Kwol says the accident at Yida airstrip was not caused by overloading or poor maintenance. He says the plane's crew left Juba International Airport without checking the weather for its route.
They did not even ask to confirm that they were saying, because you know we are in March now, so you don't expect any, because you see the weather is very clean and all that thing, but it happened. That one is just a normal thing that can happen like that, so people cannot get worried about such a thing. Like now, it was not technical, it was that a bad weather who caused that incident. People say the plane is bad or not. The plane was good.
In 2022, a committee formed to investigate a plane crash in Gondokoro village recommended suspending and revoking flight licenses for several aircraft, such as the AN-26, AN-24, AN-28, AN-30, Hawkers HS-748, and the LET-410 UVP. For VOA News, I'm Dennis Logonyi reporting from Juba.